This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Hüsniye. I come from Turkey. I am studying English in Bloomsbury International School. I am an archaeologist. First time I came here, I first went there, British Museum.
Hüsniye, do you go out much in London to the theatre or to concerts?
No, I don't.
Well, Matt went to a concert last week,
but
he was prevented from enjoying it.
Yeah.
Please listen carefully to this clip and then tell me what happened at the concert.
How was the concert, Matt?
Oh, it was awful, Jackie. Soon after it started, I got really thirsty. They let me go out to get a drink, but then they wouldn't let me back in. They said that people who leave the auditorium during a performance are not allowed to re-enter. So I only saw the first 15 minutes.
He wants to something to drink. He went out, and after he come back, he didn't allow to go theatre again.
He wasn't allowed.
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to go again.
Okay, well, we'll find out whether you're right by going over to our grammar expert, Catherine.
Hello, Hüsniye. That's spot on. Matt didn't see much of the concert. When he went out to get a drink, he was refused permission to go back in. In English, to talk about giving and refusing permission, we can use both let and allow. Both words mean give permission to do something. First, here's Matt using let.
They let me go out to get a drink, but then they wouldn't let me back in.
Now, the verb let is usually followed by a noun or object pronoun, and then by an infinitive without to. Listen again.
They let me go out to get a drink.
Did you hear it? Let me go. Let, pronoun infinitive. Now let can be made negative by using an auxiliary verb like didn't, can't or wouldn't. And it's possible to use a prepositional phrase like back in instead of the infinitive. Listen to Matt.
They let me go out to get a drink, but then they wouldn't let me back in.
Now, we can also use allow to talk about permission. Like let, allow is followed by a noun or object pronoun, but then it takes an infinitive with to, like this.
They allowed me to go out.
They allowed me to go out. Like let, you can use won't or wouldn't to make a negative.
They wouldn't allow me to go back in.
But allow is a bit more formal than let, and so it's common to find it in the passive form, like this.
People who leave the auditorium during a performance are not allowed to re-enter.
So, to recap, let and allow are both followed by nouns or object pronouns. Let takes an infinitive without to, and allow takes an infinitive with to. Both can be made negative with an auxiliary verb, and allow is often used in the passive form. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Hüsniye, I want you to imagine that you work at a very big and successful zoo.
Yeah.
Can we have some zoo noises? I'm a visitor to your zoo, and I have some questions for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can I play with the monkeys?
No, you don't.
Can you use let or allow?
Yeah, okay. We don't let you to play with the monkey.
Okay. With let, do we use the infinitive with to or without to?
Without to.
So once more?
We don't let you... we don't let you play with the monkey.
Very good. We don't let you play with the monkeys.
Yeah.
Or perhaps we'd say, we won't let you play with the monkeys.
We won't.
Yeah, very good. I love stripy things. Can I play with the tigers?
We won't allow you to play with tiger.
Good.
Yeah.
For health and safety reasons. I've brought my swimming costume. Can I go swimming with the penguins?
No, you don't allowed.
Not you don't allowed.
We are going to make impossible. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want.
You are not allowed.
Yes.
To play with the tiger. No.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Okay. Can I climb the giraffe?
No, yes, you can.
I can climb the giraffe?
Yeah.
Okay. I know your strategy now. You're just going to let me do anything. Yeah, and you don't care about the animals.
If you want, you can.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.